Hash the sovereign paradox: sovereignty, responsibility, and the architecture of global governance. The foundational architecture of international relations rests upon the principle of state sovereignty, the inherent equality and non-interference between independent political entities. This doctrine, enshrined in international law, grants each state the exclusive right to govern its internal affairs without external coercion. However, the contemporary geopolitical landscape is increasingly defined by challenges that defy national boundaries. Climate change, pandemics, mass migration, and transnational security threats are not confined to any single state's jurisdiction. This reality introduces a profound structural paradox in international relations. The assertion of absolute national sovereignty often conflicts directly with the growing global responsibility required to manage these interconnected transnational problems through coordinated multilateral action. The tension arises from the historical emphasis on the Westphalian system, which prioritizes state autonomy above collective security, versus the emergent necessity for global cooperation dictated by systemic risks. While sovereignty remains the bedrock of the international order, its absolute application creates significant ethical and practical dilemmas when confronted with existential threats that necessitate coordinated responses. A nation's right to self-determination is pitted against the principle that the stability and security of the entire global system depend on collective stewardship. This paradox demands a critical reevaluation of how sovereignty functions in the 21st century. The traditional framework struggles to reconcile the domestic imperative of a state, the pursuit of national self-interest, with the external obligation to act in ways that prevent catastrophic transnational outcomes. When environmental collapse, for instance, is driven by emissions from numerous nations, individual national policies, however sovereignly enacted, collectively generate a shared systemic risk that no single state can manage effectively alone. Unilateral actions, driven purely by immediate national self-interest, often prove insufficient or actively detrimental to the long-term stability of the global commons. Consequently, the emerging imperative is a shift from an exclusive focus on absolute sovereignty to a more nuanced understanding of conditional sovereignty, a concept where the exercise of state power is implicitly bound by obligations to global stewardship. This transition necessitates the development and strengthening of cooperative multilateral governance structures. These mechanisms are not intended to erode sovereignty, but rather to redefine the parameters within which sovereignty can be meaningfully exercised, transforming it from an absolute shield into a contingent responsibility. Effective global governance requires navigating the delicate balance between national self-interest and collective necessity. The solution lies not in subordinating state authority entirely, but in establishing frameworks where shared responsibility becomes the legitimate mechanism for addressing systemic risks. This means fostering institutions capable of facilitating coordinated action on issues like climate mitigation, pandemic response, and refugee management. Actions that recognize that the health and security of one nation are intrinsically linked to the well-being of all nations. In conclusion, international relations exist within a structural paradox. The tension between inviolable national sovereignty and the undeniable requirement for collective global responsibility in managing transnational crises. Moving forward, sustained stability requires recognizing that true state security is no longer solely defined by internal control, but increasingly depends on successful engagement in multilateral frameworks. The future architecture of international order must evolve to integrate this duality, ensuring that the pursuit of sovereign autonomy is exercised not in isolation, but within a context of shared global stewardship.